Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, as you know, it looks like Hakeem Jeffries is holding up the big, beautiful bill House vote.
Yeah, that's a tactic, and that's their right to do so. So go ahead.
Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries, who can't figure out if he wants to condemn the government confiscation of New York property.
Yeah.
And the government takeover of means of production in New York, the financial capital of the world.
Yeah. Well, it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be.
May not be much longer.
Like everything else, that'll just move here, Texas or Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway, on another subject, as we're waiting on this vote, looks like it's probably gonna pass. And look, they're planning. I mean, I hope this happens. Let me tell you what GDP. So that's economic growth to increase 5.2% in the short term, 3.5% in the long term. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it would be nice.
You know, I might be able to retire early. You know, I know you will. Yes. I'll miss you.
Yes, well, I'll miss you too. But you know, it'll be nice getting to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, because that'd change a lot of worlds out there if that could happen. Okay. Meanwhile. Headline, and this says it the best, this is the Daily Caller, the Biden administration basically trafficked migrant children. Shocking new report, as if this couldn't get any more shocking. Excuse me, cough button. On the widespread instances by the Biden administration of unaccompanied migrant children being placed with unvetted sponsors with criminal backgrounds during the Biden administration. That's according to a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement report that just came out this week. Children who had no parents. Now remember these kids, okay, at the border. We're talking, yes, some teenagers, definitely. But, I mean, some of them were like 3, 4, 5, 6. I will never forget this heartbreaking photo. It just absolutely wrenched my heart. It was a little girl. She was there at the border. She was 5 or 6. Her little brother looked 3 to 4, and she's got her arms wrapped around him. They are all alone. Mm. Just left there. Like human debris.
Yeah.
She looks so sweet. It reminded me of just the way my daughter puts her arms around her brother. She's really good. She's very mom-like. She's very momsy. She's going to make a great mom. Just the way she puts her arms around her brothers. It just reminded me of that, and it just gut-punched me. I don't know where she is today, but odds are not in her favor. Biden administration placed thousands of children with unvetted sponsors with criminal backgrounds. This is what we are finding, according to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now, many of them we cannot find. We have found 6,000 out of 300,000 so far. Children who had no parents or legal guardians were handed over to, this is right out of the press release, unvetted sponsors. They suffered from sexual abuse, forced labor, and neglectful living conditions. The findings stem from a months-long investigation by the agency to ensure the children were safe, and they found they were not safe. Not at all. What is so scary is they can't find a lot of these kids. It's a dead end. They go to where they're supposed to be, Lee. It's a field.
Yeah.
In one case, it was a strip club. There weren't any kids there. One guy got, get this, 42 of them. He is a convicted criminal who was illegally in the country. 42 children. Where are they? And those kind of stories leave me hanging. Okay, he got 42. Do you know where he is? Do you know where they are? And they don't say. I just, like, I got to know. I got to know how the story ends. Anything with kids makes me crazy. So there's no words for this.
Yes.
We can't reopen this border. I don't care what that crazy judge orders. I don't care what some crazy circuit court judge orders. We've got to stop this. This is saving so many kids from being kidnapped from their parents, or they'll force buy them. There was a great article on this in the UK Guardian in 2014. They'll come through, put an AR to your head and tell you, you got 5 kids, I'm taking 2, or I'll kill the other 3, and off they go. That's how this works. That's where these kids come from. And in other cases, their parents are bad people too, and they sell them. And sometimes they'll offer you money. You don't have any choice but to sell them if you want the others to live. It's really, really bad, and our border creates that mess.
Yeah.
Trump can't reopen this border. That is just, I mean, a horrific sentence for so many of these kids, because these Democrat trafficking networks in partnership with the cartels, they'll start right up again.
Right. Yeah.
Now, listen to this. This is PJ Media's writing, but it was so powerful. They basically say this was not an accident. This is not because old Joe is senile. Quote, after dismantling the Trump-era safeguards, including DNA testing, rigorous sponsor screening, biometric checks, and criminal background checks, you don't dismantle all of that because Joe's senile. It's not an accident. It was already in place. The Biden team prioritized, they write, getting kids out of government custody as fast as possible, no matter who was waiting on the other side. That's terrible.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Yeah.
Wasn't an accident. Like you said, that was the plan.
In short, they write, the Biden administration was practically sex trafficking migrant children as a matter of policy.
I just have to say it because it just happened. What's the difference between that and P. Diddy?
I don't know. I truly don't know, because there is absolutely intent there.
And we're talking about children here.
And remember, and I will never forget this, the New York Times, back when it was only 89,000 children they couldn't find, did that whole piece to their credit, and it was pretty brutal. And the only response from the Biden administration was to end DNA testing at the border, which would have told us, hey, is that your pimp or is that your dad? It was the last hope those kids had. And they went, oh, okay, cool. Well, we'll destroy any evidence of our crimes and just go ahead and suspend the DNA testing at the border.
And this coming from the party that was wringing its hands because some children were located in holding cells separated from adults. You
by
remember
Trump.
All that?
Yeah, the children in cages. And they were separated so that they could be DNA tested
exactly.
So we could figure, yeah.
And so that they would not be in an area where they could be abused, possibly.
Yeah.
During that detention.
We didn't know if we were locking you in a cell with your dad or the man who kidnapped you.
Yeah.
We had no idea. We had to figure it out. Well, the media left that part out.
Right.
You know, looking at this, right, this report that's just come out from ICE and how bad this is, they're still looking for these kids. I almost wonder if there wasn't an underlying motive for the Democrats to go wild on Trump because he put the kids in cages. In other words, what they were trying even then, they didn't want them DNA tested.
Of course, those were the holding cells that the Obama administration had set up.
Yes, which they used them too. They
right,
DNA
exactly.
tested too. They
yes.
did the same thing.
During the Obama administration.
That they got to where they were trying to, yeah, because remember they wanted family units. They'd call
right.
them family units
yeah.
to be kept together and just
yeah.
let go over the border, which right. was ultimately the policy that Biden instituted. Oh, if you're a family, you can just go. Just go ahead and go. We don't know if you're a family.
Right, exactly. And children were used as pawns in that situation where they were just handed off so that you could get the free entry into the U.S.
And then they just dump them there at
right,
the border when
exactly.
they didn't need them anymore.
Like the example you talked about that poor little girl and her little brother.
Yeah, I'll never forget that picture. It's heartbreaking. I hope she's okay. I hope they're all okay. I know they're probably not. But, I've got my mind goes to some very dark places about this. And I just want to remember all the Ken Paxton clips that I play all the time that – Biden has a deal somehow between Department of Homeland Security and the cartels. We used to stop these people at the border. Now we catch them and we make phone calls to cartels to hand them off. Remember that?
Yeah.
Here, I'll play it from Paxton.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation.
Okay, that's nothing the Attorney like General country. Of Texas, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So DHS talks to them, and then we meet them and pick up their illegals. Is the end product of this, and then when they show up to get their children that they trafficked, we hand them over? No questions asked, no background check. Is that the end of that smuggling line that's described there? And they moved a bunch of what Democrats would consider future voters into the country. There's no, maybe they look at it, there's no incentive for them to ask questions as long as the kids are moving to the country and they're in clearly cooperation with the cartels. Oh, there's a massive scandal here. And remember Catherine Herridge, God bless her. You could still find this on X. I played all the audio I could do the next hour on this, where there were whistleblowers inside the Department of Homeland Security screaming because by law, you have to DNA test them. By law. and it was suspended, and they raised holy hell inside Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden and were persecuted for it. And then they ended up turning whistleblower and doing interviews with Catherine Herridge about how they were deliberately not testing them so as not to create a record. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks pretty ugly the more you dig.
Yes.
So we can just pray for those kids. I hope they're okay. I hope that whatever has happened to them, that they can find peace. Because what the Democrat Party has done here, you're right, these are horrible crimes. And what really is the difference between them and Diddy? No, I'll tell you what the difference is. They had the ability to stop it. And they had the moral imperative to stop it. And they did the opposite. No, I don't see the difference. It's the same thing.